بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, justice, the definition of justice is to give to each what is due to them. The definition of justice is to give to each what is due to them. So, in terms of our human relations, for example, in the family, the justice is to give to the wife what is due to her, to the husband what is due to him, to children what is due to them. For example, to the wife, that the husband should take care of her, should honor her, should comfort her, should keep her in a state where she is comfortable and happy. What is due to the husband is that she should be faithful to him, he should be faithful to her, she should serve him, she should obey him. She should not allow or invite anybody that he does not like into the house. What is due to the children is that they must get the benefit of tarbiyah from their parents, not just toys, but actual raising, tarbiyah from their, they must learn akhlaq, they must learn adab, they must learn the knowledge of Islam, they should be introduced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to their duties as Muslims, and so on and so on. Duties of employees, employers, right? Duties, for example, what is due to the masjid must come to the masjid, what is due to the home should come to home. When you are driving on the road, what is due to the road must go to the road, right? If you are living in a country, what is due to the nation must go to the nation, and so on. What then should be our attitude about what is due to Allah? Because if justice is to be practiced in our relationships with each other, the source of justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Truth is Allah, justice is Allah. Comes from Allah. He is the fountain of justice. So what about what we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the first thing we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as our creator, sustainer, maintainer, protector, al-khaliq wal-malik wal-raziq wal-hakim, and to worship only and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. As part of this acknowledgement is also to remember that everything we have, and by everything here I mean absolutely everything without any reservation, everything that I have as an individual, every faculty, every strength, every piece of intelligence, every knowledge, every piece of information, whatever I have internally to me as a person, whatever I have in my environment in terms of whatever love of others, power, authority, influence, wealth, health, and the opposite of all that, whatever Allah has given belongs to Allah. All of this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want to reflect and I want to remind myself to reflect, and I want you also to reflect on this. Just go home and think and sit down and do this as an exercise, which is in your mind, list one by one by one by one all the things that are associated with you, everything. List it and say, not mine, Allah's. Not mine, Allah's. Not mine, Allah's. My eyesight, not mine, Allah's. My hearing, not mine, Allah's. My tongue, not mine, Allah's. My heart, not mine, Allah's. My strength, not mine, Allah's. My wife, my children, my parents, my associates, my friends, my business, my whatever, you make a list. Do this as an exercise. This is part of learning Iman. What is Iman? This is Iman. One by one by one. List specifically and Rabb. Not mine, Allah's. Now when you do that, and again this is not just like, this is something to be done until you get it completely and you are in your heart, you are content, Alhamdulillah. Insha'Allah, I am giving this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is His right. We will never reach there, but we will try. There are two major benefits of this. Major benefits. Huge benefits. The first major benefit of this is that this keeps us on the right track. Because if I acknowledge that this car is not mine, then when I'm driving the car, I'm extra careful. It's not my car. I can't go and knock it anywhere. I can't park it somewhere and get a ticket because the ticket will go to the person. I can't leave it somewhere, get stolen. It's not even my car. So when I am acknowledging this eyesight is not mine, then it keeps me on the... Am I going to look at something which Allah prohibited using His ni'mah? If it was mine, it's okay. It's my car. It's my, whatever. Okay, if I knock it, I knock it. I mean, I will still drive carefully. But even if something happens, it is my money. It is my thing. If it is lost, okay, I am the only one involved. I don't have to show my face to anybody else. Right? But if I'm using somebody else's thing, so keeps us on track. When you have made, when you acknowledge this is not mine, then I am even more responsible for that. Because I have to answer to the owner. I'm using it with his permission. This is a trust with me. He has given it to me to use. I have to return it. So therefore, I have to be even more careful. So it keeps us on track. If my business is not mine, then I have to return this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I must make sure that this business is halal. I cannot take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my business full of haram stuff which He prohibited me from using and selling and buying. No. Clean it up. Clean it up. You don't want to die in a state where your shop is selling and buying haram stuff. Believe me. You don't want to die in a state where our homes, our eyesight, our tongue, our hearing is filled with things that Allah has prohibited. We don't want this. So keeps us on track. Second big benefit, actually there are three. Second big benefit is that it produces a sense of shukr in the heart. Thankfulness to Allah. So Alhamdulillah. How would it be if I was blind? And believe me, ask Dr. Ahmed, how long does it take? One little knock on the optic nerve, your sight is gone. Your eyes will be perfectly fine. These eyes of yours can actually be transplanted, can be taken out and transplanted into somebody. He will see with those eyes. But because your optic nerve is affected, you will not see them. Your eyes will be perfectly fine as organs, but you will be blind. One knock on the optic nerve is all it takes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it. And one knock on the optic nerve is one knock to the head. That's enough. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it safe. So it produces a sense of gratitude. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allah has given us Iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What is the value of this Iman? This value of this Iman, this one line of two parts, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. The difference between everlasting happiness and goodness and everlasting grief. Huh? Keeps us safe. Number one, keeps us on track. Number two, puts gratitude in our heart. And number three, you don't feel the pain if you lose it. It takes care. This is the biggest safety net for bereavement. You will feel some pain because, after all, for example, if your parent or your child or your somebody close to you dies, obviously you will feel some pain. But you will not go completely haywire. There are people who go completely insane because somebody died. You won't. So, alhamdulillah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Belong to Allah, Allah took it back. I have lost it, so therefore I have some attachment to that. But three very major benefits of this being just. And that is why is one of the this person was a great scholar and a sheikh, Ghausi Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Hyderabad, and he wrote an azam about this. I'll recite for you, but let me translate that the Urdu into English first. He said he listed our faculties. He said, my nature, he said, I am dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kuntum amwatan fa ahyakum. Thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhikum, thumma ilayhi turja'un. Allah said, you were dead. Allah gave you life. So he says, I was dead. I was jahil. I was ignorant. I had no irada. I was completely confused. Mustir. Bil istirab. Ajiz. He said, I was helpless. He said, I'm blind. I'm deaf. I'm dumb, mute. From the beginning, azal se. Meaning, this is my nature. My nature is, I am dead. I am confused, I have no knowledge, I am helpless, I am blind, I am deaf, I am dumb. And then he says, you live, and you are qaim, you are established. You have irada, you take decisions, you have knowledge. And you have qudrat, you have control. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. You are Sami, you are Basir. You are the one who hears, you are the one who sees. You are Kaleem, you are the one who speaks. And on you I sacrifice myself. And then he says, whatever is in me is not mine. Whatever, he is the one who has created me and beautified me from head to toe. So this is the English translation of the Nazam, and I will recite for you in Urdu for those of you who know Urdu. How many of you know Urdu here anyway? 1, 2, okay, we got enough, inshallah.
Main mayyat main jahil. मैं मैयत मैं जाहिल मैं मुज़तिर मैं आजिज मैं मैयत मैं जाहिल मैं मुज़तिर मैं आजिज मैं अंधी मैं बहरी मैं गूंगी अज़ल से मैं मैयत मैं जाहिल मैं मुज़तिर मैं आजिज मैं मैयत मैं जाहिल मैं मुज़तिर मैं आजिज मैं अंधी मैं बहरी मैं गूंगी अजल से तू जिंदा तू कायम मुरीद और कादिर तू जिंदा तू कायम मुरीद और कादिर तू सिंता तू बिना तू गोया मैं सदके तू जिंदा तू कायम मुरीद और कादिर तू जिंदा तू कायम मुरीद और कादिर तू सुनता तू बिना तू गोया मैं सदके तू सुनता तू बिना tu goya main sadqe mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi hai saheli mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi hai saheli wahi sar se pa tak sawara mujhe wahi sar se pa tak sawara mujhe mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi jo kuch hai so tera hai jo kuch hai so tera hai mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi hai saheli mera mujh mein kuch bhi nahi hai saheli wahi sar se pa tak sawara mujhe main maiyat main jahil
This is the Urdu of it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to understand what He has given us and to do justice to it and use it only and only for His rida, inshallah. We ask Allah to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rabbana.